every institution of hell that is molesting destinies of the innocent, I command their end by divine judgment in the name of Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. I decree that for you in the name of Jesus. Every area of pity around anyone's life under the sound of my voice is converted to testimonies of envy. Now we've said it again and again, we serve a turnaround God. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. The earth was without form and void, and the turnaround God stepped in, and what a beauty to behold today. He stepped in, and in 6 days, he overturned everything. He turned everything around, and the creation became the envy of all. Everything has been entered since he did it. We serve a turnaround God, and he dwells here. He's in the midst of his people. Today you are going to have an encounter with him. But the Lord appeared unto Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Every encounter with the word always results in a turnaround testimony. Today you are going to have an encounter with his word that will lead to your own turnaround experience. And it will keep turning and turning until Jesus comes. For the path of a just man is as a shining light, and it shines more and more and more. It keeps turning and turning and turning and turning and turning until Jesus comes. That shall be your experience. In the name of Jesus Christ. But praise is one way to turn this turnaround God on. You want to see him in action? Praise him. Want to see him in action? Praise him. In that piece of joy company, saw that little young man dancing and rolling on the floor. And the next thing is from a shepherd boy, he became the king of Israel. Turn around. Turn around. He encountered the turnaround anointing. And that he positioned him from the back of the desert right into the palace. I'm the Lord, I change not. Your praise today will change your story. As we set the stage with praise for his interventions, he turns the table against our enemies and executes judgment against our adversaries. We've gone through that. Psalm 149, verse 3, let them praise him in the dance. And verse 6 to 9, he will execute judgment upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. We have also discovered that every revival is a season of supernatural turnaround. Every revival is a season of supernatural turnaround. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 2. Revive thy work, O God, in the midst of the year. Make known thy power. In wrath, remember mercy. And in verse 17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, there may not be fruit in the vine, the fruit of the olive may fail, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will join the God of my salvation. And the Lord will make my feet like hinds' feet and get me out of my valley to the high place of life. Somebody's living his valley today. So every revival is a season of supernatural turnaround for those who are genuinely engaging with it. People won't like to hear that. The scriptures cannot be broken. You can't eat your cake and have it. It is your genuine engagement with his move that moves you forward. It's not waiting and wishing for it. Praise God. Your genuine engagement with the move of God will move you forward any day, any time. your genuine engagement with the move of God will move you forward any day, anytime, anywhere. But sitting down and wanting, these guys don't have no job to do. They are not busy. I mean, they don't have anything to do after they're doing it. You mean I don't have anything to do? You must have a problem. There are few human beings on the earth who has my schedule, who have my schedule. Few. But because I know what is in it, without engaging, God is no respecter of persons. You can't sit by. You don't sit down to pass exam. You sit up. I will pass. I mean, I'm a member of the winner's family. I was born here. It won't matter. You don't study, you fail. You have to engage before you can succeed. I'm saying this because it's not late. It's not late for you to engage. You have all the prayer things in your hand. That's if you have not thrown them away. All intercessory prayer guidelines are in your hand. You don't wait to make marks. You walk to make marks. Now, let me tell you this. As the Lord liveth, there is not one person who has been truly engaging, except I'm not sent, who will not enjoy supernatural turnaround like a dream of the night. What a platform, open and free. You can't go out, pray up. But you are not praying up, you are not going out. So where are you? Now, they gave us again intercessory prayer guidelines for Shiloh 2016. Some pray one prayer. Neither would they show up at any time. And yet, they want to change your story. This is a do-it-yourself church. It's not come, let me prophesy over you. He said, the prophetic word goes up, you catch it or you miss it. You walk with it or it doesn't work in your life. It's awesome. But in the name of Jesus, there shall be no onlooker here again. Everyone in this family shall be a bona fide partaker of these blessings coming from heaven. Favor usually accompanies every revival. Favor usually accompanies every revival. When revival struck in the land of Egypt, favor came along with it. And I will give these people favor in their sight. You know how it began? They suddenly awoke from their sleep. We will serve the Lord God of our fathers. And God said, I've heard their cry panting after me. Moses, go down. Let my people go that they may serve me. It was a revival. If you don't let them go, I will kill you. I mean, they must go. They are determined to serve me. I'm determined to free them. That's what the revival does. And God said, and I will give you favor. I will slap your enemy on both cheeks. And I will say, massive wealth transfer by the mercy of divine favor. And the Lord gave them favor and despoiled the Egyptians. Exodus 3 and verse 7 to 10, he sent Moses, go spearhead this revival. Praise God. Amen. Exodus 3 verse 21, it will be accompanied by favor. Amen. Exodus 12 verse 36, favor manifested itself. And nothing guarantees a turnaround like favor. Favor is a turnaround weapon. Favor is it. Now, you'll be called from places you least expected. Your names will start ringing bells right now in place of. It is the favor of God that makes high flyers. Genesis 13:5, the Lord gave Joseph favor in the sight of Egyptians. When his master, the Egyptian, was a prosperous man. Favor made a slave prosperous. Now, 39 Genesis verse 21, and the Lord gave him favor in the sight of the keepers of the prison. And instead of an inmate, he became a staff. He became a head of department. He was in charge of all the other prisoners by divine favor. By divine favor. The commander of the prison, they look not to anything they give to Joseph. He was perfect in his delivery. Favor. 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 And favor translated him from that prison to the palace overnight. Favor. Think of Nehemiah. He was praying restoration prayer for Jerusalem, a kind of the church. He was praying kingdom advancement prayers. You saw that in Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 3 to 11. And then, because of the good hand of God, the favor that accompanies a revival came upon him, and the king granted him all that he requested. Favor, favor, favor usually accompanies every revival and everyone engaging with a revival. Favor usually answers to them. Therefore, by the favor of God, your story is changing today. By the favor of God, your story is changing today. This is so important. Divine favor found Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Babylon. And you can tell what that favor brought about. These young fellows vow not to defy themselves. Yes, we are physically captives, but we are not spiritual captives. We will serve our God in this land of captivity. And favor came on them. And you saw what favor made out of them. They became captains in the land of their captivity. Somebody's story will change dramatically today. That favor was so strong that the king bowed down and worshipped Daniel. What a favor. Nobody remembered his land of nativity anymore. In his land of captivity, he became a celebrity. Something must change in your life today. In Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15, the Bible says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the said time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him." Now, can I tell you this? There's a dimension of favor that spans the entire world. That favor just expands your coast to cover the entire world. There are many people here. The dimension of favor you are hitting on this ground and in this commission, all the ends of the earth shall fear God through you. But what do? You favor his agenda, and then you have committed him to favor you. Favor his agenda. Don't be an onlooker. Favor his agenda. Let it become your lifestyle. And then you have committed him to favor you, because seed time and harvest shall not cease. You can't sit down, me, my wife, my family, only, me only, God don't remember anybody else, just me. Don't go anywhere like that. I live under divine favor 24/7. I'm favored by God. I'm favored by all the people. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, they were praising God and having favor. They were in a revival. So they were having favor with all the people. You can't be plugged into a revival and run out of favor. They were having favor with all the people. Amen. With all the people. I mean, they were selling houses to feed the hungry. They were not self-conceited people. They were selling houses to feed the hungry. You saw that in 33 to 35 and all. And then we heard them say, charge them that are rich among you. How did they come by? They came through that revival. They came through the favor of God. Charge them that are rich among you, that they be not high minded, not trusting in certain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us all things richly to enjoy. So giants had risen. In the midst of that revival. Giants arose in the midst of that revival. Charge them that are rich among you, not to be high-minded. That means it was that revival that brought it their way. It was that revival that brought it their way. Check in South Korea today. Most of the big wits, captains of industries, were products of the revival that struck there 67 today. They were born inside it. They grew with it. They plugged with it. So most of the companies, big corporations, they speak in tongues. That is what characterizes a revival, the rise of giants. And I've told you severally, God told me, we are going to have the greatest concentration of giants in the history of human beings. Amen. And everybody is a potential, provided you genuinely plug into this thing. Don't be an onlooker. It's always very regrettable. It's always regrettable being an onlooker. It's always regrettable being an onlooker. Connect with this thing. A number of people that have made some marks today came out of the river that broke out in the 70s. Came out of that river ever. I'm privileged to be one of them. Praise God. Amen. There are many here today, thousands and tens of thousands, that will be listed among the giants of this day.
Amen.
All you need is to connect with all of your heart and watch how God will keep on decorating your life. Don't play politics in church. It doesn't work. Don't do eye service. It will add no value to your life. Engage genuinely. You don't need a title. You don't need nothing. Can I tell you something? As president and founder of this ministry, I didn't know there was any need for a change of name. No. I was and I am still Brother David. Check all of the accounts, Brother David. Brother David. That's what you find there as I sign for it. There's nothing in the title. But there's everything in your genuine engagement. There is nothing. There are sofa-head founders today. They are founders of ministry. And God gave them the ministry. Not that they go and, bug with it or craft it. God gave them. But there is nothing in foundership. Everything is in stewardship. Praise God. You shall be rewarded not according to your title, but according to your labor. You shall be rewarded not according to your office. There are sufferhead apostles today. Apostles of Christ. Who are suffering and are beggars of people to whom they are sent. Please awake. I've been in church 20 years. 20 years is 0.00000001 second with God. God will tell me 1,000 years like one day. 1,000 years like one day. No, you calculate it. Then what will 1 second be? That's no figure. Somebody's changing level today. Now, can I tell you what I'm saying? The Bible says in Psalm 1 and verse 1 to 3, it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't play smart. Don't change figures. Nor stand in the way of sinners. Nor sit in the seat of discomfort. Nonsense. What are they talking about? They're just using you. But whose delight is in the law of his God, and upon it he doth meditate day and night, it shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And whatsoever he doeth, including that business, that career, whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth, he's selling water, he shall prosper. He's selling firewood, he shall prosper. He's selling bread, he shall prosper. Do you know, I had one of our students at CU that was selling bread to pay her school fees, his school fees. Selling bread, sir. One person here is a lecturer now in Unilag. He was selling bread in moving vehicles to pay his way through first degree, second degree, and whatever he doeth. Don't sit down looking for who to be a liability to. Whatsoever, if you are in a revival, whatever you do, prospers. Glory to God. Whatever you do, prospers. Amen. You are a preacher, you prosper. I got a number of young ministers come to me and say, you sir, we have just started ministry. I said, we didn't start from heaven. I started one day. But I never went to any mortal man in my life. Stop going around. Go up. Connect with you. The one who sent you. You know why I don't call you for anything? I'm sent to you. I'm not sent by you. God told me, you are not sent by the people. You are sent to the people. They are not responsible for your going. I'm responsible. My walk with God has changed my life. I would rather die than go against it. All this, if you don't give, we go down. It's a lie. Who sent you? Did they send you? No. No. Was there any offering raised for this air condition? No. Now, and it is not out full blown because the hexagon own is still being processed on the system. You say, how much? I won't tell you. Praise God. I'm talking to you about the realities of the kingdom. These are kingdom realities. You don't engage, you end in regret. You engage, your story never stops changing. That's the way it works. And I pray in the name of Jesus that even if you don't understand scriptures, look at me. Why is this man still pushing hard after God? Because the harder you pursue God, the higher you fly. I got that 1977 from the encounter I had with A.W. Tozer. My soul followed hard after thee, O God, and thy right hand upholded me. And God said to me, the harder you follow me, the higher you fly. Woe unto them that is in Zion. Just come to church, move out, come in, greet people, shake hands, wave hands, wind up your glass, drive. But your soul is changing. I said, your soul is changing. The aftermath of this revival is in some short years to come. The real outcome of this revival is just a matter of some months where notable giants will be shooting up. And you will be one of them.
Pray this prayer of faith after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe I'm forgiven, I'm justified, I'm saved, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. You are blessed.
We believe that you have been blessed by today's teaching. To get more materials and resources online, visit our website at www.davidoyedepoministries.org.